on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm so excited to be here today. It's kind of rainy outside, but very, very beautiful, and I'm kind of ready. I'm a little bit ready for some change. How are you doing, Savannah?
I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying this weather, too.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, you're wearing shorts. I've got, like, the full-on sweater and stuff on. But anyways, it's a nice change. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to Whiskey Town Relays tomorrow. Healthwise Chiropractic is very busy this weekend. I've got this show right now that I'm doing and then getting ready for last-minute pulling things together to do athlete care tomorrow. And that will be fun down at Brandy Creek today. You can pick up your packets for Whiskey Town Relays over at Fleet Feet. They're going to be doing that for several hours today. I believe there is still time to sign up and register for that. So if you want to get a team together, or if you want to, you know, do two people, or just come out and cheer everybody on, it's going to be a fun time and a lot different weather than last year. I think it was a pretty warm last year. So it'll be nice and cool, and it'll be beautiful out there over the Whiskey Town area, recreation area, and it'll just be a beautiful time. So come on out, cheer the athletes on, come by Healthwise Chiropractic booth and say hi, and we'd love to see you. So anyway, I am so excited today because I have a dear friend of mine who I actually haven't seen for a long time, and her and I get to connect every now and then. She is an amazing lady, a local acupuncturist, licensed acupuncturist here in downtown Reddy, corner of Court and Gold Street, Miss Linda Reagan. Welcome to the show. Thanks for co-hosting with me. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
So you know what co-hosting means, right? You get to be put to work, lady.
Okay. Fine. That's so, what I'm here for.
But first I want to hear about you and what's going on. I haven't seen you in a while. I actually got an email of something exciting that you're doing right now. So yes. Tell us about that.
We're doing a play called Love Letters, and mm-hmm. we're doing it right across the street at Shasta County, Shasta Arts Council. And it's next weekend, one weekend only, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 mm-hmm. and Sunday matinee at 2.
Okay, so our local acupuncturist is an actress as well. How did that happen?
I've been interested in theater all my life, and mm-hmm. I've done theater off and on, and mm-hmm. so it's my passion. I'll put it in a drawer for years at a time and then drag it out.
Yeah, probably because when I first met you, I don't know if you were sort of active in that.
No, not at all.
You were just doing your business. So how's business?
Great. It's so busy. I thought I could take this on because I thought things would be slow in August, and no way. Crazy.
That's like when it happens. You think you're going to pile your plate up with something fun and creative. Oh, I haven't had the chance to do that in a while. And then boom, business goes. Hey, you know, I don't feel bad for you. I'm excited for you about that.
It's been great.
You guys know.
I have no complaints.
Yeah, my listeners know that I love to support small businesses, especially the local small businesses and
likewise,
women in business. And that's sort of our theme today. So tell us a little bit more. We've got about a minute left before we have to get going to our next commercial, but why don't you give us your contact information for your practice?
It's 2005 Court Street. We're at the corner of Court and Gold in the Medical Arts Building, directly across from MD Imaging and right next to Owens Pharmacy.
Oh, totally easy.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody that needs, okay, what is one thing that you could say about acupuncture before we have to go to break that a person would be thinking about, maybe I should go to acupuncture?
Everybody, well, what is it for? Oh, well, it's good for everything because it puts the body back in balance, but
vital chi energy and
it's turning on the nervous system of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so we'll talk more about that when we get back. Please, we have a great show for you today. Stay tuned and call in for questions at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to say.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and that's Sarah Bareilles and Brave. And we are so excited because we have some brave women in the studio today. And I, Linda, maybe you could help me introduce, I'm sure you'll have questions for her later. So we have Sky Leedy in the studio today. She's an amazing woman. She is brave. Okay, I met her a few weeks ago over the phone. Actually, I met her through her lovely flyers that have been scattered around Reading because she has Sky's Pure Food. Welcome to the show, Sky.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on in your world? How did this happen? I see this pre-launch party coming up Saturday, October 5th. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we are opening a local location. I've been renting kitchens for the past 3 years to make my products, and now I have my own kitchen, and I get to share that with the community.
Yay! Okay, so Sky's Pure Food, let's back up a little bit. I see gluten-free and dairy-free on the flyer. Tell us about your products and what you produce and what you're providing for the community.
Well, currently I make an ice cream pie. We call them cream cakes with a K. And they're out of fruits, vegetables, and sprouted nuts, so they're super yummy. And we will also be having juice and smoothies and lunch options as well.
This is awesome.
Wow.
Okay, this
really is.
I'm going to admit something, but there were some reasons for it. I had good intentions. I skipped breakfast this morning. Bad, totally bad, Doc. Anyway, not something that I'd like to admit or something that I like to share or for other people to do. So that just made me hungry. But my power went out. So I was about to make a shake and that's what happened. But anyway, so you have a kitchen that sort of, is it going to be restaurant style? Is it going to be there's seating in there?
There's small seating in there. We can fit about 15 people to seat. And it will be restaurant style in a sense of it'll be easy to go items as well, though. A lot of grab and go for the average working person. You can come in, grab your juice, but then you can also have the option if you want to, you can stay and make yourself at home.
Yeah. Okay. So, cause I'm right by my office is right by you. I'm on Athens and South. So
it'll be perfect for that. Grab breakfast.
Totally. Ooh, breakfast. Go on with that. Tell us, you didn't say breakfast before.
Oh, well, tell me. You can get smoothies and juice, and there'll be some breakfast items as well.
Okay, cool. Do you have a question for Sky?
No, mm-hmm. I'm just so excited that there's going to be gluten-free around because I have so many patients, I don't even know how many, who have come in and said, oh, I feel so much better now that I'm gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. And so what is your history with that? How did that come about, Sky, with gluten-free and dairy-free? Were those issues for you or something? And that sort of...
About 4.5 years ago, I was 100 pounds heavier, and I just was having all kinds of problems with different things, from insomnia to depression to inflammation. And I started to do some research and pursued this, and just started noticing that when I eliminated some of the processed foods and a lot of the gluten and a lot of the dairy, which I really consumed, I noticed that I just felt great. I felt better. I had more energy, and that's where it all began.
And how did the business part begin?
Well, one, if you start to pursue healthier foods, you know that it costs a little bit more. And I couldn't afford it at the time. I have two daughters, and I wanted my whole family to be eating healthy. So in order to essentially be able to afford those foods, we started to sell them. I made really cool items, and then people wanted to buy them. They would try them, and they're like, we want to try this. And before I knew it, I was selling retail.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So what did you do to – what was the beginning of the journey to lose the weight part? I mean, I know you changed – it sounds like you went gluten-free and dairy-free, but what else did you do?
I really began by not doing anything extreme right away. I went ahead and started doing research. I educated myself. I just sought out anything I could of just education, and just began to listen to my body. I started with one little thing at a time, so I really went slowly. Mm-hmm. And I did do, over the period, I did like a week, like a raw cleanse, or nothing really dieting and restricting, but essentially like, let's do something that's going to be exciting. So yeah. I got inspired by the raw food. So I started to do like a 1 week or a 2 week raw food cleanse. And then there was a large, the largest little thing I did do was a 30-day raw food challenge. Mm-hmm. And I felt incredible. It was really hard, but I did feel incredible. And I lost a good chunk, about 12 to 15 pounds at that time.
Yeah. So what did that consist of?
Oh, all kinds of fruits and vegetables. And
was it all juicing or
did, no.
were you? Okay, you were.
There's all, you'll
you
get
were
to actually.
Salads. And,
yes. Okay. Salads, actually, I'm not a salad person. Mm-hmm. Cause that just can get kind of boring. So I would create salad items, but they would be like beautiful. Like I'll be selling one of the, vegetable layers is what it's called. And it's got the consistency of like a lasagna with zucchini noodles as my noodles.
Yeah.
And then macadamia nut cheeses and stuff. So I really got to experiment and put my passion for art into my food, so it became more fun rather than restrictive.
Sounds like you're really creative. See, my mind doesn't work that, like that, but I would love to eat that. Totally. Sounds good. But what about, well, you're creative too, Linda. You're so creative to me.
Thanks.
Yeah. What about you? What does that sound like to you?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I spent some time up in Orcas Island many years ago with a health group, and that was how they ate, and that was the kind of food they fed us, and it was just incredible.
Oh.
It's a wonderful experience. It really is.
Was it like a training or a yoga?
It was partly a training. It depended on how long you stayed. It was Polarity Health Institute.
Oh,
was what it
awesome.
Was. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So you were fully exposed to eating clean and healthy
for. Incredible. Oh, the food was just great. Tasted great. And you felt terrific.
I know. So tell us about the pre-launch party and what's going to happen there. And we've got 2 minutes left, so tell us a story about who's going to be there.
Who's going to be there?
I hear it's like going to be gangbusters. It's like going to be awesome.
It's going to be super fun. We have Viva La Photo, who's going to be there, and she's just adorable and going to be doing some stuff. We've got some live music by Kelly Easter, and we actually have a DJ coming in. And we've got all kinds of delicious samples. You'll get to sample Sky's amazing famous foods. And
you know how to throw a party, lady?
I can't
wait. Oh my gosh. I want to go.
It's going to be a blast.
So the tickets are how much?
They're $10 at the door for the next 6 more days until next Friday. Or is that 7 days? We have a pre-sale tickets at $8, and you can get those at Barista Roasting Company across from the mall there, Shasta Mall, at Gorilla Bites down here.
Okay. That is so sweet of them to support you like that.
Definitely.
And don't you love this community, how we all come together and we see what's needed, and whole foods, natural foods, pure foods. I love the name of your business, Sky's Pure Food, which you can find Sky on Facebook, right?
Yes, I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so, and it's Sky's Pure Food.
Yep.
Simple as that. And what is a number they can call to... Well, hey, if you're just real quick, the tickets are at Gorilla Bites or the Barista's
Roasting Company.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
on Dana.
So, yeah, all right. We we have to head into a break. So on our way back, please give us a call if you have a question for Sky, 605-4567, and come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Growing local, Healthy Shasta and the First United Methodist Church invite the community to a free film screening of Participant Media's highly acclaimed documentary, A Place at the Table, on Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in downtown Reading. This gripping documentary will raise awareness about the growing issues of hunger and poverty in America. Following will be a short discussion of local hunger issues. For more information, call 355-9683.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Woo! Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. My co-host today is Linda Reagan. Hi,
hello.
Linda. So, this last whole week, I don't know if you read about it, it was the 75th anniversary of Shasta Dam. Did you hear about that, Linda?
I did hear about it in passing, yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, it was flat, you know, there was, I think it was in one of the North State magazines, and Carl and Linda are going to be involved tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be emceeing tonight from 5 to 8.
That's awesome.
I think 5 to 8.
Yeah, and so where do people go to?
Go to the Shasta Dam.
Just right there in the grassy area?
I think so. And then, so I think from 5 to 8 there's going to be vendors and some live music. And then at 8:30, I don't even know what they're calling it, but it's something like the Light Parade.
Ooh.
That's at 8:30.
Right. So, and it's something you can take your kids and your whole family.
Totally free. It's going to be a blast.
And the rain should have, I'm sure, died down.
Hopefully. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. I would just go. Who cares about a little rain, right? It's pretty outside. Just go.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And they still have a couple of people who actually, they're like in their 90s and almost 100 who like built the dam.
Exactly. And they have their generations there. I heard Carl on the radio.
Yeah, the damn kids.
The damn kids and the damn grandkids and the damn great grandkids. That's hilarious. Okay, so you have kids, right, Sky?
I do. I have two daughters.
I know you're so busy launching everything. It's probably hard to go do extra things, but you know, don't you love this community? How you can, there's events where you can just take your kids practically everywhere. So that's awesome. You were gonna say something, Linda?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
What I want to say is I want to hear more about the play.
Well,
love letters.
Well, as a segue from what you just said about there are a lot of things for kids, this is not for children.
Okay.
Do not bring your children. First of all, they'd be bored to death, but it's very
adult.
There are
other things, yeah.
There is so much going mm-hmm. on here. It's really hard to pick and choose sometimes what mm-hmm. you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, love letters. When is it happening?
It's next weekend, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. 27th and 28th, Friday, Saturday, 7:30. Sunday at 2 o'clock, and it's at Shasta Arts Council. That's Old City Hall. Upstairs, there's a very nice venue for music and theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about it. We've been working on it for a while. It's usually presented as a reading, where two people just sit and read at a desk, and it's still a very effective play.
Uh-huh.
But we've tried to bring it up a little, and there's movement, and we've memorized most of it, and So it's a little different. Good. It's much more in performance than just a reading.
Good. Okay. So you have to, how do you, I know there are listeners out there because I would be one of them. How do you get someone to like,
get up and go.
I mean, it's like, that's why we're here. I'm have you here because I want to share this with, you know, the listeners and get people to support the culture and the different events going on.
Well,
in
I think
community.
It's something that relates to all of us or most of us in some way. You know, we've had a relationship that's lasted all of our lives that we feel really close to this person, and this person is very important to us, even though we don't always see them. But when we do see them, it's like no time has passed.
Oh,
and we're
like
still,
me and you, Linda.
That's like us. Yes.
Okay. So, that's a good segue. So anything else about, you know, they have so many things going on. It's like, what is it? The across the street, what is it called again? The
Shasta Arts Council. Right.
I mean, it's like, you could go check it out, their website or whatever, on any given week, and there's
all kinds of things going on there.
Yeah.
They have dance, they have music, they have
dance lessons, right?
Dance lessons, yes.
Ballroom dance lessons, I remember somebody.
Ballroom? Yeah, wow. I think they have ballet too. And just all kinds of things.
So it's there.
It's there.
Listeners, it's there.
And theater has become much more prominent, I think, in this town with the riverfront. You know, they've finally breaking ground soon,
oh, good.
I think,
okay.
On the new theater, uh-huh. And it's going to be very exciting. Really.
How are you holding up as an actress and your business? How are you holding up?
It's tough sometimes, but my husband is a big help.
He's artsy, too.
Oh, he's an artist, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you have his help.
And he's producing our play.
Oh. So. Oh, he's keeping you in line then, too, huh?
Always.
So, how is his art coming along?
Oh, he's always working on it. Yeah, okay. It's great.
Aww.
It's great.
Well, I haven't seen him in a long time either, so you got to tell him I said hi.
I will.
And
I think he's having a show soon.
Oh, good. We'll be getting the emails out.
Oh, yes.
Talking about that. Okay. Back onto Skies Pure Food. If you're just tuning in, I have my guest co-host, Linda Reagan, licensed acupuncturist. And our guest today is Sky Leedy of Skies Pure Food, who has a pre-launch party coming up. She's going to be open up her doors when?
We will be having, that will be our soft opening on October 5th, and we'll be having our grand opening on November 8th, I believe.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So who is your best... Who would your best client or customer be right now? Who do you feel like you could help the most?
I would say everyone.
Okay.
Anyone who likes to eat. Mm-hmm. Anyone who even desires a little bit of education in healthy foods. Come and experience the yumminess of it.
Absolutely.
Hey, we all like yummy. Okay, so... What are some of your goals that you have for your business, or what is your ultimate outcome for the launch party?
The ultimate goal for the launch party would be to get the word out there, mm-hmm. just to kind of share my heart and who I am, share my amazing desserts with everyone. I've always been kind of a hostess at heart. I love throwing parties, so this is a great excuse to host a party in
totally.
What was once my kitchen at home about 5 years ago is now a larger kitchen in the community, so I get to share that with the community.
And life is a banquet.
Definitely.
That sounds great. So you tell us about your family.
I have two gorgeous daughters, Aurora and Allie. They're ages 9 and 11, and they're just amazing helpers. I love that they actually introduce me as, or our business as, it's our family business.
Oh,
so they're very involved.
That is awesome.
Yeah, they get to learn hands-on some of the economics and what goes into having a business. So it's been very fun.
Great experience.
And then I've been married to my husband for almost 12 years. And he's such a
What's
great
his name?
Support. His name is Eli Leedy.
Hey, Eli. Thanks for supporting our girl.
Definitely.
She's doing awesome, and we love to have her on the show. So what does he think about all this? We've got a minute left. Why don't you tell us a quick story?
He loves it. Definitely. When I signed the lease for this place about a month ago, I kind of looked at him like, here, we're doing this. Is this cool? We're doing this. And he said, if you don't do this, you don't chase your dream, you're going to regret it. Let's do this. We're in this together. So he's very supportive, and he has been the whole time. It's been awesome.
Awesome. So, okay. So if you have questions for Sky or Linda, so, please give us a call at 605-4567. We have our licensed acupuncturist, Linda Reagan, in the studio, and Sky Leedy, who is the owner and founder of Sky's Pure Food. Please give us a call and ask us any questions you'd like. Come on back to the Positively Healthy Show.
the Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
For 60 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. Get your discount tickets now for the West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Our firefighters are always there for us. We need to be there for them. The California Fire Foundation supports families of fallen firefighters and the communities they serve. Learn more at cafirefoundation.org.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Build me up, Savannah. All right. So when's your friend coming in? She's listening right now, probably going, I'm not coming in. Okay, so I have a shout out. Reading Republican Women Federated 2013 Annual Elegance of Christmas Tea is coming up, ladies. Go ahead and get your tables now. Invite your friends. The theme this year is a star-spangled event, and it's going to be held on Sunday, December 8th at noon. It is going to be at the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Republican Women thanks you for participating at your and supporting this annual holiday fundraising event. And this year, there's so many options. If you desire, the resort will provide dishes, flatware, tablecloths, and all you need are your decorations and centerpiece. So that makes it easy. There will be convenient transportation to the building from the parking area, and you may bring other drinks and small treats if you like. There are several dates to come and pick up your packet, your hostess packet, which will be at Omega Mortgage. And you can call Tammy Gerhard, chair of the hostess packets, at 243-3724. That's 243-3724. And that will be for the Reading Republican Women Federated 2013 Annual Elegance of Christmas Tea. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm so excited to have my guest co-host, Linda Reagan. What's up? Get to work, lady. Come on, ask me a question. Ask Guy a question. No, actually, we have a round table here. It's square. It's a nice little forum round table. But we have questions for everybody. We were going to talk about more goals and how we set goals for our businesses. And Sky was really talking about during the break how doing the nice small goals and making sure to kind of reward yourself, right?
Definitely. Just like with the weight loss, anytime we enter a new venture, we've got to start with something that's attainable. Otherwise, we can easily get defeated. You know, we're in a generation where it's microwave. We want everything right now. It's if it doesn't change overnight, we give up. So it's really good to just start little goals and attain those, and then to praise yourself in the ever little steps. And then to know that you're going to have some hurdles and some stumbles, and to make sure that you have grace for those moments. And so I think that's kind of like my motto.
Yeah, reminding yourself you're a human being.
Definitely.
Yeah. Really good advice.
Yeah. So that's been my journey of just – Making sure I pause.
What were some of the smaller goals that you made for yourself and attained?
When I first started different goals, I would do something like I just go back to the weight loss because it's kind of on my heart right now. I'm doing some health coaching. And I would definitely start with something little like, let's drink more water this week. You know, something so, it seems so simple, and yet a lot of people aren't doing it as you pick up your water. I love it.
Well, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, I normally have my water store water with me, and I'm out right now. I don't have it with me. It's at home. I didn't bring it, but we were talking about for, Sky's Pure Food, how you're going to be hosting the water store water too.
Yes, we will have pH balanced alkaline water.
Oh,
I'm excited to learn more about
it. It's so good. Yay. So, I'm sorry. I feel like I interrupted you.
Other goals. So other little attainable goals would be, well, I used to be embarrassed to go to the gym. I wouldn't want to work out because I was so scared what people are thinking or judging me. And, I just had to start little, like, you know what, I'm going to go and do something for 15 minutes. I'm going to go walk on a treadmill for 15 minutes. And once I overcame that, I got excited and it was like a growth. And then I started, you know, going and doing some weights, lifting up a little weight and not feeling, you know, not feeling embarrassed. Or there'd be some mornings I'd say, I just don't want to do it. And yet when I did, I felt so much better.
Oh, good.
Or when I did drink more water, or when I did change, you know, take a new vegetable of that week and try it, or just little tiny things that help you move forward.
Mm-hmm. When you were at the gym, did people encourage you?
Definitely.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I always wonder, you know, should I go up and say, wow, you're really amazing. You're doing
Do it, Linda.
Job.
Definitely.
Do
I actually still now, because I would have loved that, even more. It never gets old. I love telling people that I feel inspired by them. Like, you're really inspiring me today. And thank you.
Yeah.
They want to hear that.
Well, they do.
You had a question for Linda, I think.
I did. During the break, I was asking, does it hurt?
And that's everybody's question. What am I going to feel?
What does what hurt?
That it's acupuncture.
Yeah.
Acupuncture. And my answer is very unsatisfying, I'm sure, because everybody's different. It's everything from not feeling it at all to feeling the needles before they go in.
Yeah.
And that can be a problem.
I think a few times I put my hand in the way to Linda a few times. I was like, no, it's not going there. But then I was okay if it was like in my face or my head or other spots.
As long as you couldn't see it.
Maybe that's it. But a few times.
My husband's like that.
Yeah. If it was going into my belly, I was like, uh-uh, you know. But,
Well, my husband says it doesn't hurt. He just can't stand the idea of the needles. So he has to put a pillow over his face.
Oh, interesting. Because there are,
go figure.
There are times that it does not hurt at all. And then when you guys turn them, what's that doing?
Stimulating. It's stimulating the meridian to open it up. And if you really feel it, then you really need it.
That's what I wanted to hear.
It's really quick too. It's over just like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then you don't feel it again, but it can be very shocking for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about acupuncture, how someone comes in with a certain thing, like a pain in their back, but then you put needles in their hand. You know what I mean?
It's because there are no separate parts, and I know you know that, Dr. Maria.
I do, but I want
we're
the listeners
all connected.
To know.
I know.
You know, so yes, we're all connected. On my end, yes, we're all a kinematic chain from the top of the head to the bottom and then right back up. Everything's connected. So, but with acupuncture, we're also talking about energy too. We're talking about.
Right.
So keep going.
And chiropractic is energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, acupuncture is kind of like the electrical system of the body. So when you have pain, it means there's a blockage in the system. It's shut down somewhere. The energy is backing up and backing up and backing up because it can't flow through. So basically what we're doing is we're opening it up in places where you feel pain, and then we're doing distal points along the same what we call meridian or lines of energy. And so we can pull that away from that area where you're feeling it.
Because you can go get acupuncture not just for pain, you can go for...
Oh, we treat everything.
Just
absolutely
like chiropractic,
everything.
You go for your overall health, you go to turn on that nervous system, you go to turn on that...
It's about being in balance because it's your body is trained, your body is made to take care of itself. And when it doesn't take care of itself and take care of the little adjustments that need to be made, then acupuncture, chiropractic is really helpful.
Have you been able to help people that have had allergies to gluten or dairy or are trying to do weight loss and different things like that?
Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
All of the above, yeah.
So what does that patient look like when they come in and they've done their care and they've seen you several times or whatever it takes for them? How are they on the way back out?
Oh, they just are so much brighter. So
eyes
much brighter,
clear,
eyes
more
clearer,
energy.
More energy. You can tell, and they know. Mm-hmm. They can tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have any more questions about acupuncture, Sky? Because it sounds like you're thinking about it, lady.
I know. I don't right now. I would love to learn more, though. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
Well, Sky, you look so healthy. You don't look like you need
I know, and I love your hair. It's super cute.
Thank you.
So, we're getting ready to go to a break. I will see you on the flip side, but if you have any questions, give us a call. 605-4567.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. My co-host today is Linda Reagan, and I'm so excited to have you here, Missy.
Hello, thank you.
So nice seeing
Wonderful
you.
Wonderful to be here.
I know. Hi. And your voice. I love your voice. So you're going to Chico today?
Yes.
What's going on? Your son is...
My son is a math teacher at the Marysville Arts School there, high school, and they have all kinds of things going on, and he gets to get involved with a lot of their projects, one of which happens to be theater. So they've written some one-act plays that they wrote last year, and then they were picked to perform, and this one was written specifically for him. So I'm going to get to see what that's about.
Wait, he's acting?
He's acting,
Oh,
yes.
Who would have thunk? So does he know that we're talking about him today?
Probably not.
Okay. Well,
anyway, he was one of those kids who really didn't like to be talked about.
That's hilarious. So you're going to have fun today.
I am.
And I hope you're careful.
I promise.
Okay, I can't just pretend somebody didn't just walk in, a beautiful young lady. So what's your friend's name, Savannah?
This is my friend Naomi.
Naomi just moved here from...
Montana.
Montana! You have a Montana friend here. That's so awesome.
I know.
Oh, God. I love her face. It just turned red, like you said.
I know. It would.
So, anyways, we've heard a lot about you already.
Oh, nice. I understand you're a singer. You have a terrific voice.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
So, anyways, we're just a bunch of girls around a table having fun with our good clean water and some of us with coffee, and hopefully maybe we would get to hear something from you today, but maybe not. I don't know. But it's so nice to meet you. I love, we love Savannah, and we love the, her energy. Do you have someone on the line? Okay.
It feels like a party in here.
I know. It's a total party in here. So, okay. If you're just tuning in, we have, licensed acupuncturist Linda Reagan, as my co-host today. A ton of questions for her, about acupuncture that Sky just had. And then we have owner and operator and founder and everything mom, Sky Leedy of Sky's Pure Food in studio as our guest today. Yeah, this is fun. Hey, this is just the beginning, lady. So it's about to just like
poof. I definitely feel it. It feels bigger than me. It's like a movement. It is. There's a health movement going on.
I've noticed that here in Reading. It's getting better. When I first moved here, Linda knows I'm from San Jose, Los Gatos, Campbell, South San Jose area. And Bay Area. And it just, when I first moved up here, I just was like, ooh, no Whole Foods. What am I going to do? No Trader Joe's when I first moved up here. Ugh.
It's like you had to seek it out at a time. And now we've got more options. You know, we're making more yeses for people. We're making more yeses, essentially. Like,
yeah,
can I eat that? Can I eat that? I don't know. I've got to flip over the package. And we've got more variety now. This is going to be great.
So the fact that you just said that it feels bigger than me, what does that do for
you? This is definitely a dream. I've been dreaming this for a while, and I'm still on this health journey. But, I mean, 4 years ago, if you would have asked me, you know, what do you want to do? And do you want to, you know, do you see yourself having a restaurant? At that time, no. I just wanted to lose 20 pounds, you know. And one day after the other, and one foot in front of the other, my dream just started to grow and get bigger. And here I am living it.
You got smaller, your dream got bigger.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's a great exchange.
Yeah. So, okay, now that you're here, what is, like, 5 years looking like and feeling like and smelling like?
5 years from today, definitely I want to be stronger. I want to be stronger.
Lift some heavier weights.
Definitely.
And, yeah, okay.
I see my business being in about 2 or 3 more local locations in the area. Down the road, maybe even turning it into a franchise.
Okay.
Wow. Still developing that. And I really want to give back to the community, so I'd love to see some of the, you know, giving back into the community through my business. I don't know. I don't really know exactly what that looks like today. But that's that whole journey of in 5 years, this is going to be big. This is going to be awesome, but it's going to be giving back to the community in exchange of some of my dreams and helping other people
achieve
it. So it
sounds like you have a really good head for business.
I'm learning. Yeah.
Sky's
on fire right now, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And one of the posts, one of my most favorite posts that I just saw on Facebook on Sky's page, Sky's Pure Food, is she had held up, a handful of cash and said thank you to whoever sent this to me
anonymously. This has been a great journey of, I believed when I signed the lease for this place and I pursued my dream 100%, you know, here I am, I'm gonna do this exclusively, I'm not gonna, you know, anyway, and I really felt like it was gonna be a debt-free business, and I wanted that to be a story for other people. And it has become that. It's incredible that I'm opening in less than 2 weeks, about 2 to 3 weeks, and it's happening. The community's giving. I'm learning the art of bartering too, you know, giving and taking, you know, giving and trading. And, randomly I'll have like a little tiny hurdle come up and I'm like, oh, I wonder how this is going to happen. And then I'll get a check in the mail, or, a lot recently it's been random, blank envelopes just addressed to me with cash. And it's just been, there's nothing you can do but cry, really. Like, oh my gosh, people have,
those walked happy along. Tears.
The community is really, the reason I'm here is because the community stood beside me and watched me on this journey. And I definitely couldn't be here or do this without the community and a lot of the key people in my life that have held my hands at times and said, you can do this. Or, you know, that day when you're not feeling so well and they're like,
oh,
you're doing this.
The voice changes.
Yeah. That's actually really good too. Like little spankings of like, get up and get going.
So speaking of community, we do have a community member on the line right now that needs to make an announcement. Pat's on the line.
Yes, Maria, I'm here.
Hi, Pat.
Hello and good morning to you guys.
Thank you. Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. What announcement do you have for us today?
Well, first I want to say we really appreciate your show, and it's part of the fabric of our community. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
The reason I'm calling today is KCNR has been a supporter of the Shasta Dam 75th anniversary. Excuse me, I got a bad connection here. 75th anniversary event that's been going on all week.
Oh yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's good. And unfortunately, though, the weather has changed our plans for today. All week was great. Two of the main events today have to be canceled, and I wanted to let everyone know that the barbecue provided by the Kiwanis and Lions Club will be canceled, and the musical concert and performance by local artists this afternoon will also be canceled.
All right, Pat, we will put that announcement back out there after the call as well throughout the end of the show and let people know for you.
Okay, and also just to add to that, let them know that two of the acts, the Premier Martial Arts Academy and Brooke Powell, vocalist, will be singing this evening taking their portion of the show to the Shasta Lake Senior Center at 6 p.m.
Okay, 6 p.m. Shasta Lake Senior Center. All right. Well, that's a good plan B, and thanks for calling, Pat, to let us know.
Okay, thank you, Maria.
Okay, have a great day.
Well, see, that happens sometimes. A little
price we pay for our rain.
No, a little disappointing, but I'm so glad that they do have the backup plan to take some other performances over there. So we actually have to cut to a break, and on our way back, we'll get to more of the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Bruce Alexander here with BCA Engineering. We specialize in permitting projects and have many years of experience working with the local cities and counties. We fight hard for our clients and get projects permitted in the shortest time possible. Our hearts go out to the recent victims of the Clover Fire and realize you have enough to worry about without trying to fight with the county. We will provide that needed support and make sure the county processes your permits without adding more stress in your life. Feel free to call BCA Engineering at 347-1022, and let us help.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Savannah, you make me smile. You're so fun.
My daughters are probably dancing.
Hey, did you guys know Savannah's a rock climber?
Nice.
Crazy.
I just did that for the first time last month.
Oh, you did?
You did?
Awesome.
Where'd you go?
We were over on the coast.
Oh, that's cool.
And talk about overcoming fears. There was a point when I was like, oh my gosh, can I do this? And I thought, I had the weirdest fear. If I fall right now, here you are, you know, like 70 feet high, I could die. I don't want to go higher. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to go higher.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. We're just talking story here, guys. So call in at 605-4567 if you have questions. And you just heard Sky Leedy talking about her facing her fears on her first rock climbing adventure. And, you know, you are one to face fears and be brave, and that was what we came in, your song came in, Sarah Bareilles, was it? You just remind me, just the first time that I heard you speak, it was just all about being brave and creative, and I'm so proud of you being a young person, going into business here locally, and just making it happen. You have two young kids, two girls. You said they're probably dancing right now with that Taylor Swift song. So I kind of had, we have just a few more minutes left. I had a really interesting question come in. What is it like being the mom that feeds her kids healthy food? Is there pressure from schools, teachers, or other parents, or other kids for that matter?
You know what? I would probably start by saying it's a little bit of a challenge at first. When I just tried to shove it down my kids' throat, you're going to eat these vegetables, you're going to do this, that just wasn't fun. When you include the kids in it and you tell them this is what this is, this is what this does for your body, how do you feel after you just ate that? They really get involved and they take it as their own. And I believe that children, even at young ages, they're smart. They know, you know, they know what their body wants.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch kids and they'll pick the vegetables over the candy when they felt how they felt afterwards and when you communicate with them.
You made them have such a visceral experience too by asking those questions. How did it make you feel after you ate that? And
empowering.
You know, involving them in the cleaning and the preparing and everyone's eating it, you and your husband and everyone.
Well, that's how you know what's good for you, really. Yeah. I mean, how does it make you feel afterwards?
Exactly.
It might taste great in your mouth for a moment, but then, you know, you might have a headache later if there's too much sugar in it.
Totally. Or aspartame or monosodium glutamate, which are my big things. Like, I know I'm going to have a headache if for some reason something was in there and I didn't know. Or I don't like to chew gum anymore. I'm done with gum because of all the crap that's in it. And every now and then I'll grab something, you know, just not even thinking. And then 20 minutes later, headache. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So again, since we have a few more minutes left, any questions more for each other? Do you have any questions for Linda about acupuncture? Or Linda, do you have any more questions for Sky?
Well,
two ladies just meeting each other for the first time, and I'm sure going to start supporting each other.
Her opening, her grand opening, which is October
5th. October 5th. It'll be 7 p.m.
Fantastic.
And it's located at 2471 behind Orchard Nutrition. It's the old Baskin-Robbins building, which is super fun because we're recultivating that memories and ice cream and sweets, but it's with healthy food.
Very
cool.
It's going
to be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Me too. And so you can find the tickets today still at Gorilla Bites and
Barista's Roasting Company on Dana. And that's only until Friday. So at Friday, we have to close those up and make sure we've got tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
You sold a lot of tickets already, haven't you?
Yeah. Wait, how many tickets did you say? It was like...
After we printed them last Friday, so they've been pre-sales for 1 week, we sold 70 tickets in about 48 hours. So we had to go print some more tickets up.
How did you publicize this? How did people find out about you?
I've been on Facebook and Instagram for a while, and I've been doing some trainings in the local area. And I've been on a journey. I've kind of been on a journey in sharing it. I have some pies down here at Gorilla Bites.
Oh,
what do you mean by trainings?
I will learn something incredible, and I'll be able to share it. What do I mean by trainings? Let's see. I've had a great opportunity to be able to connect with the local community at my husband's employment, Compass Home Care.
Oh,
and I was able to
Compass Shining Care.
Actually, it's a different one.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. Compass Home Care. Okay.
I think it's on Knollcrest.
Yes.
And I was able to go through the Bay Area and different locations and be able to share my heart and my story and inspire other people and then share with them like a lot of the things I've learned from different foods and, you know, what they do and just some of the simple things that a lot of people may just never hear until, you know, somebody comes in and says, hey, maybe you know this, you want to look into this? And inspiring mm-hmm. them to search out education themselves.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a cooking background? Sorry, I'm getting into stuff totally. We could go on forever.
My
here
cooking
for
background
hours.
Would look like, I love you, Mom, but she wasn't the best cook growing up, and so we would kind of work in the kitchen.
She sandwiched that one. Love you, Mom.
The funniest story was when she made a stew once, and we had guests over and made her like some kind of homemade dumplings, and she didn't have milk, so she created a creamer, and it sucked up all the juice, and we're like, all right, we're ordering pizza. So I think my cooking is my background from survival.
That's funny.
And then little bits of making raw foods and just experiencing through art and just my passion and finding life in it and love, and then Googling everything.
Sure. Everything's on Pinterest, right?
Definitely.
So we have 2 minutes left. So I want you to give us your last words and shout outs about your play that you're doing.
Okay. Next weekend, Shasta Arts Council, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, and Sunday at 2 p.m. Come as adults. Don't bring your children.
Yeah, just for this one little event.
Yeah.
There are plenty of
things going on for your children.
Oh, and we were going to make a one last shout out about the 75th anniversary of Shasta Dam. There are some like the barbecues canceled, and Pat just called in.
Yeah, I think they're going to be moving. Just the what two events did he?
It was a martial arts event and some other singing events.
Yeah,
they're moving it to 6 o'clock over at
the Shasta Senior Center.
Okay, and this is because of the rain, guys. Everything that happened this week was awesome. They were able to do a great job, but because of the rain, they had to cancel some of the events for tonight. So. We've got 1 minute left. I want to say thank you so much for Sky Leedy as our guest today, coming on talking about her Sky's Pure Food and her pre-launch party Saturday, October 5th from 7 to 9. Get your tickets at Gorilla Bites. Thank you so much, Linda Reagan.
Thank you.
I look forward to
it. This has been so much
fun.
I know. And so educational.
Good. I'm glad you had fun. And, you know, stay tuned for the Positively Healthy Show. We are every Saturday, 10 to 11. Next week, Dr. Todd Royce, and I'll see you third week out. Come on back.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding, the community radio for the North State.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Americans may be among the injured in a deadly attack in Kenya. That's what the State Department is saying. The Red Cross says at least 22 people were killed in the attack on a shopping mall in Nairobi.
Saturday shoppers running for cover as the attackers hurled grenades and opened fire. Witnesses said the men, perhaps five of them, had AK-47s and were shooting indiscriminately into the crowds. In the chaos and panic, and with bullets still flying, people tried to escape the building. As armed police moved in, fears were growing that this was a terrorist attack. One man said the shoppers had been executed, and at least one child is thought to be among the many dead.
Emma Hurd at the Sky News Bureau in Africa. NATO says three service members were shot to death by a man whose uniform suggests he's a soldier from Afghanistan. We don't know the nationality of